You're listening to Vatican Radio.
As policymakers, politicians, and analysts debate questions such as border closures, taxation for refugees, and search and rescue missions, hundreds of thousands of refugees and forced migrants, men, women, and children, struggle to find footing and dignity in whichever their place of arrival. The Jesuit Refugee Service firmly believes that education is the key to a secure and sustainable future for refugees and their communities. That's why the JRS Mercy in Motion campaign contributes to long-term solutions for refugees, ensuring that displaced generations are equipped to rebuild their lives and communities, either in the country of asylum or upon their return home. Pope Francis himself has expressed his support for the Mercy in Motion campaign, which also represents JRS's concrete commitment to the extraordinary Jubilee Year of Mercy. Jesuit Father James Martin, best known perhaps for his prize-winning books and for his work as editor-at-large of America magazine, spent 2 years working with refugees in East Africa as part of his Jesuit training. That life-changing experience resulted in his book, This, Our Exile, A Journey with the Refugees of East Africa, and in his wholehearted support for the Mercy in Motion campaign.
I think Mercy in Motion, which is JRS's initiative for education, trying to get more and more refugees educated in many sorts of different situations that they're in, is very important, because oftentimes people have a hard time implementing what it means to live the Year of Mercy. They can say, well, I can be nice to someone in my family, or I can, you know, give a little more money to my parish. But here's something that you can do globally. Mercy in Motion is a program JRS is running that will help you to expand your mercy globally. And so while I think it's important to do things on a personal level, it's also important to look sort of politically and economically and to try to do things really for the people who need it the most. So I think Mercy in Motion is a great way of doing that.
Learning, a two-way experience.
I think that's right, and particularly when you work with refugees like the people in JRS do. For my 2 years in JRS, I was in Nairobi, and I learned a great deal about mercy and love and compassion from the refugees themselves. For example, many of them had seen very difficult situations, family members being killed in front of them, dealing with genocide, things like that. And they themselves had to show mercy to the people who had harmed them, and also mercy to themselves by being good to themselves, and mercy just in general as a way of living their lives. And so I learned a lot about mercy and forgiveness from them. So really, education is a two-way street when it comes to mercy. And I think that it does remind us once again, when we say brothers and sisters, they're not simply objects of charity. They're people we enter into a relationship with and learn from.
I'm sure you're watching from across the ocean the migrant and refugee question here in Europe. Do you think journalists are doing a decent job there?
I think they are. I want to commend Jesuit Refugee Service, one of the great works of the Society of Jesus, and one of the great ideas that the Jesuits have had, I think, in their history. It was a deceptively simple idea from Pedro Arrupe, who said, there are Jesuits everywhere, there are refugees everywhere, so why not combine the two, basically. And I think journalists, to answer your question, are doing a fine job. It's a very difficult situation to report about migrants and refugees because they're on the move. They're on the move in often violent and war-torn situations, and they're on the move in violent and war-torn situations in places where journalists are often not welcome or not allowed to go. So I think they're doing a very good job, I think, especially the Syrian crisis has been very well covered by the media. Now, what the world's response has been, I think, is a different story.
What would you like to see?
Well, for my part, I would like to see my home country, the United States, be much more open and welcoming to Syrian refugees. I mean, the percentage of refugees that we have taken in compared to the number of refugees there are from Syria and the absolute number that other countries have taken in is an embarrassment, I think, to the United States, and we should be much more open. Right now, we're going through a kind of wave of xenophobia in our country, and there are some countries in Europe that are struggling with that as well. But I think that we have to remember that, as the Pope continually says, these are our brothers and sisters, and we have a responsibility as Christians and as Catholics, as human beings, to take care of people in these terrible situations.
That was Jesuit Father James Martin speaking there with Linda Bordoni.